Welcome to the Commit to High Performance Growth podcast, where I talk about what it really takes to grow with clarity, momentum, and impact, both personally and professionally. So in today's episode, I'm going to give a little pep talk about something I see all the time in the world of coaching and business strategy and just overall achieving anything that's really important towards achieving your version of success. Having the right plan isn't enough if your inner game isn't strong. Have you ever found like the perfect strategy and maybe even hired a coach or a strategist or purchased a program to help you achieve that thing, but still struggled to follow through? Here's the thing. I see this with people I support or even just pretty much every day in some form or fashion, that somebody wants to achieve something and they're just really struggling and life gets in the way. And so before being able to set your eyes on trying to achieve something that you really want to happen, first think about all of the things that might get in the way of you accomplishing that goal or seeing that vision out, and have like be prepared and have a game plan. So we know that pretty much anything that's important to us, we're going to meet resistance, right? Where we feel like we just hit a brick wall, even though we're excited, we have the best intentions, we say, we're going to do it this time. But still, nevertheless, that brick wall will happen, something will trip you up, and at some point, you're going to just have to face the reality that it's going to get tough. And do I have what it takes to follow through, even when times get tough? So have a game plan for what are you going to do when the times get tough. And so what I'm going to talk about next is ways to support having that game plan. Okay, so first of all, habits. If you can work on forming a habit, that can help support you even when you don't feel like it or when it gets tough. So for example, if you have a morning routine, and you know that you need to do something in the morning, you can simply attach it to something else that you do as part of your morning routine. And the likelihood of you getting that done will be more likely if you attach it to something you're already doing. And then also being able to time block and actually scheduling that time in for being able to accomplish whatever you're working on, that can help. And then even if you want to show up well, let's say the next day you have something big going on and you really want to commit to following through, then really think about the days leading up to that thing that you want to show up for. And I'm talking about on all levels, like everything from how you eat can affect you, and also your sleep, and also just how you are treating other people and your in relationships, how you're taking care of yourself. So being able to follow through on something that's important to you or a strategy is really starting from the very beginning and just having a game plan to create habits that will support you to be able to show up for the strategy or whatever you're seeking to accomplish. The other thing is your beliefs. So if you are having these ruminating thoughts like, I'm not ready, I'm not cut out for this, this won't work for me, everyone else is doing it, but there's something wrong with me because I can't do it, then that's going to really affect your actions, whether you realize it or not. So the beliefs that you carry can make a massive impact. And so it's to the point where when I see loved ones putting themselves down and speaking in that way, I say with all the love in my heart that you're hurting yourself in the likelihood of being able to accomplish what you're seeking to do. And let's just flip the script. And that's the thing, is you can still feel like you're not ready, but being able to say it in a way that's believable for you, like, I'm not ready right now, but I can be ready with the support of this person, or by getting enough sleep, or by doing these things to prepare myself to get ready. Okay, I might not be that way that I need to be yet, but I'm working towards that. And so even that, that's creating belief, and that's working towards at least moving in the right direction. And then the other thing that's important is your energy. So when you are exhausted or feeling just stretched thin, and you're just really struggling to show up with your best self, or the way people know how you are when you're fun and exciting, then that can really impact your results as well. So it's really important to protect your energy. And I'm talking about like your physical energy, and also your energy on an energetic level, with how you are thinking, and even with your faith and feeling congruent with your behavior. So being able to learn strategies to really protect your energy, and that can be as simple as even the people that you choose to hang around. So if you feel that you're spending time with people that drag you down, or that are super negative all the time, that can actually affect your energy because of just the physical proximity of being around them. Or for example, some people that swear all the time can leave a real negative energy that, whether we realize it or not, that can be very draining to be around that kind of behavior. So if you have the option to just separate yourself from that, I strongly recommend that. And so these are just the three things that can support you to move forward in the inner game, are the habits that you do over and over, the beliefs that you carry and think about, and then also how you show up with your energy. And when I see this shift in my clients and even myself, with really working towards these things, there is a shift. And it may not be right away, but when you can just like pivot the direction you're going, that can have lasting impact. And that's the thing, is when it comes to being able to create that shift, it can be really powerful when you also have accountability from somebody to help support you to continue in that positive trajectory, because we really are made for community. And so just doing it alone is just honestly no fun. And to have somebody to be able to reflect back on your progress and to cheerlead you on and to help you stay focused and encouraged is just, it can be life-changing in a lot of ways. And I often hear my clients tell me that one of their favorite aspects of coaching is purely the accountability that helps them to move forward, and the encouragement to keep going on. And then the other thing is, when you stop chasing more and then just start reflecting on truly what is important to you, and even dialing back the amount of things that you're focusing on. So if you are really trying to achieve too much all at once, that can really stifle your creativity. And also, it just keeps you scattered so that you're not able to really focus on those things that really are moving the needle. And so when you really dial it back and allow that white space in your day and time to reflect and saying, okay, is this the right next step for me? Then you can really pick up momentum. And that is a needle mover, is when you can catch that momentum and just ride with it. And so the key things there are to really hold those habits, beliefs, and that energy and guard those. And then also find accountability to really move forward on what you're seeking to achieve. And then also with that, really riding that momentum. And so there's a couple of questions you can ask yourself and to really see this through. So you could ask yourself, where am I making things more complicated than they need to be? And really ponder that, because isn't it the truth that when we try to simplify something, it's actually harder? Like being able to take something that's, because we naturally complicate things. So to simplify and being able to really realize what it is that is for me to be working on and that I can stop doing, or a process I can change to make things simplified, that can be a needle mover. And then also asking, what's one habit or belief that's not serving me right now? And so these are just a couple things you can work on right away, is how can you simplify something that feels complicated? And then what's a habit or belief that's not serving you right now? And then work on what you can do to improve that area. And then the other thing you can do is to pick something that you want to shift this week that will help support your inner game of success, and keep it doable. But if you're able to stretch yourself to something that does feel big to you, I highly recommend it. I do believe in small shifts in little habits to make progress, but there is something about making a big, bold move that is also very satisfying to some, when you just realize that there's just something that I need to declare to the world that I need to shift right now, and to make that big, bold step, then I say go for it. And feel free to message me on Instagram at stephaniedonahue.co. And let me know what that big, bold move is, or the other shift you want to make. I would love to hear it. And so to cap this off, if you want help building habits that stick, if you want help creating a rhythm that feels good, and you want my support, that's what my coaching is for. You do not have to figure this out alone. And also, I've created a spreadsheet that I created as a result of the last episode about the D words. So it's called the D words action planner for business owners. And it can also help support this with being able to write out all your tasks and then determine whether it's only for you to do or something you really want to do, if it's something that you want to delegate, and then who that is that you're delegating it to, and also whether this should be delayed, and then being able to pick another date when to revisit that task. Also, to if you need more time to discern what to do about that task, and then also to create to design a project plan. And so it's all laid out to help you create, to really lay out all the things that are in your head about what to work on. I have that as well. Feel free to message me if you want a copy of that, and I'll have that. I'll gladly give that to you to support you on all the things you're working on.
Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.